We back live once again. It's Mo Sports TV. You already know what time it is. We have Rec Pro Studio in Tinton Falls, New Jersey, nigga. And we are here for the AFC preview for the NFL. Let's get it. I'm gassed. I feel like this is a great conference. I'm with my nigga Nick Orr. I'm with my Nick Orr.
What's going on?
And I'm with Big Ed. You're... And yeah, let's get into it. First team, the Pats. I've been seeing some things from Mac Jones. I've been seeing some things about Cam Newton, and it ain't good for Cam Newton. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Who starts week one, Newton or Jones?
Cam Newton.
They're looking for a reason to start Jones.
Look, Newton Newton is on a 5-day COVID protocol. That seems kind of sus. I'm not gonna lie.
Shit was a fucking setup, man.
The whole situation looks kind of sus to me. Mm-hmm. I think they're just trying to find a way to ease in Mac Jones so he can show his shit. What's good, Alex Simp? You already know we on Twitch, man. Mo Sports TV. What up, Simp? I don't know what time it is, man. Ask us any questions in the chat on Twitch and or on Facebook or YouTube. We are live, baby. You already know. But, damn. So, Mac Jones supposedly tore the Giants defense up today in practice. While Cam Newton is on COVID protocol, I see the golden boy, Mac Jones, starting over Cam Newton. I can see it happening, man. I really see it happening.
It's kind of hard to Zoom practice.
Yeah. And what did Belichick say? He said, look, I'm going to play whoever's available. And the only way Cam Newton loses his job is if he gets hurt, one, or two, if he's unavailable. And right now, he's unavailable. And while Mac Jones is practicing with first team, he's going crazy. So I could definitely see him.
Let him play a game first, bro. An actual game.
What do you have predictions? Say if Newton was the starter for the whole year or Jones was the starter for the whole year. What do you think the difference of wins would be for the Patriots?
One, maybe two.
What?
Which way?
Favoring Jones.
Favoring Jones? Yeah, I agree.
Their system just works better with a statue quarterback that stays in the pocket.
Mm. Mac Jones is perfect for the Patriots, bro. I mean, he's a Tom Brady type. He knows how to make his weapons flourish. He had Devontae Smith going crazy. He had Waddle going crazy. At the end of the day, I can't sit up here and lie. I didn't like him because I don't like any Alabama quarterbacks at all.
They have a curse, too.
Shit, man. This guy's looking maybe a little different. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But, yeah. All right. Next team, the Buffalo Bills. They got a real promising team coming up. Josh Allen's, what, fourth year? Third year? Fourth year, I think?
Year four.
Year four? Mm. Can they get past the Chiefs? Is Josh Allen going to take that step up to compete with Mahomes and really give the Chiefs a run for their money?
No one's going to beat the Chiefs.
I agree.
I don't even like. Well, they could probably give him a game if that's what you mean. Like, they'll give him a game if they see him.
I disagree with both of you.
Of course you do.
Sorry.
Why?
So you think the Bills have the power to beat the Chiefs this time around?
Yeah, I have the Bills going to the Super Bowl.
Why?
I mean, they're just as talented offensively.
Not really.
I mean, yeah, they are just as talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Bills have a better defense.
What, since last year?
No, than the Chiefs.
I agree with that, but I don't think their offense is fucking with Mahomes.
That offense is crazy. Like, that offense the Chiefs have is special.
But the Bills' offense is very great as well. Don't get me wrong.
I can't say.
They were the number two offense in the NFL last year.
Who was number one? Was it Mahomes hurt a couple weeks too?
Yeah, I didn't have the list. I just was looking on the Bills page. Yeah. I'll get it though.
I don't know.
I mean, I can see him giving him a good game. I just can't see him taking Mahomes to the limit with as far as going touchdown for touchdown. I just can't see it. I think Mahomes can pick apart any defense, including the Bills.
Yeah, either.
The only way he can't pick apart a defense is if he doesn't have any time to, like you saw against Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But he has his line back now.
Yeah.
And they're back in business this year, I promise you. And
yeah, they're going crazy.
I just don't see him losing, really. I just don't see the Chiefs losing to the Bills. I really don't. But I think they win 13-14 games this season, the Bills.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're going to fucking wipe the floor.
Here's the thing.
On the regular season.
Buffalo will put the pedal to the metal in week 17 and 18 and play everybody to try to get that one seed. Because if Kansas City has to go to Buffalo, it's a different story.
Yeah, I mean, it is a different story. They're both cold places. They're not. It's not like...
Yeah. Yeah, but the Bills fans are fucking insane.
So are the Chiefs.
Exactly. So but where you're playing plays a big difference when those teams are such a tight matchup.
I don't but see
it's
really...
It's the same atmosphere, though.
I don't see the Chiefs losing more than four games either, though.
No, me either.
We're going to have a 13-14 win season, too. So I guess you're right. It's going to be up in the air who's going to get the one seed.
That's the...
And that will play a big role. But I still think the Chiefs beat the Bills in Buffalo. That's how confident I am in Mahomes. Honestly.
You are a big Mahomes guy. And I'm not a Mahomes doubter. I just think Buffalo has taken a step up every single year under Josh Allen. And
it's a reasonable take. Honestly, it is.
Stephon Diggs, I think, is the second best receiver in the NFL.
Well, they do have that dark cloud on them.
The Bills?
Yeah, they do.
Mitch Trubisky's on.
They got the MVP.
That boy's stinky. Yeah. All right. So next team, the Jets. How good is Zach Wilson?
Fuck Zach Wilson. That organization's dog shit. But Zach Wilson, I think, is going to be great.
I think the Jets have a better record than they did last year. I think they're a better team. I think they can get 6-7 wins.
They upgraded on
6 or 7?
Yeah.
At every important spot.
Their defense is healthy again. They got Mosley back. They got a new head coach. They got a brand new quarterback that, by the way, I like a lot. And I think this guy has the potential to be the best quarterback in Jets history. Why? That's not saying much.
Yeah. I was going
to
say that. Yeah.
But still, I think they have a promising future now with Zach Wilson.
Mark Sanchez type?
That boy was tearing it up in the preseason. I can't lie. I mean, it's the preseason.
You can't keep saying the preseason.
I just like Zach Wilson. I
fuck with him too. I don't think he's bad at
all. Corey Davis they picked up.
Davis is a good pickup.
That's a good pickup.
He had almost 1,000 yards last year and only 12 starts.
That's a fantasy sleeper of mine, by the way.
Me too.
Corey Davis.
Who else is on that offense, though?
They drafted Michael Carter Jr. He's going to be...
Basketball player?
No.
From North Carolina. He's going to split in the backfield with Tevin Coleman. So, I mean, when Coleman's, you know, not missing games, because he always misses a couple.
Oh, see, he made a point. The Jets are good.
And Elijah Moore.
Yeah, they got Elijah Moore.
That's a good rookie wide receiver. Another rookie sleeper of mine, by the way. I like Elijah Moore, too. I like him. And Rondale Moore. I like the Moores.
They still have Jamison Crowder on that receiving core as well.
Still have Jamison Crowder?
He has a lot of people to throw the ball to.
Hey, man.
Michael Carter Jr. is looking like one of the most underrated running backs of the rookie class. And I think he ends up with the bulk of the carries. So you're going to see a lot of young guys out there that have some promise for the Jets rather than years have passed.
Woolen made a good point, though. The Jets are good 1 year every decade.
That is also true, but I think they have something decent going. It's not
they got
like,
a good head coach now. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, they do.
The coach is good.
Yeah.
They'll have the defense will be decent this year.
Yeah. I think they'll the defense be a
top
be
15
great.
Defense this year, at they least bare 10. Minimum. They could be a good defense.
They could be top
offense,
10
it's
Robert
a wild
Salil.
Card. Yeah. They're young, but Zach Wilson shows promise. I think they can win 6 games at least this year. I'd take the over, whatever the over-under is in Jets wins, losses. I bet you I'll take the over on that bitch.
Probably something here. Nasty. It's probably something risky like 9.
No. No.
No, hell no. That shit's got to be like 5. Bro.
I was going to say maybe 6. Maybe 5.5.
I'm thinking 5, bro. Maybe 5.5, right.
Win totals.
Shit. I like the Jets win wins over. That's for sure.
Over 6.
Over 6 flat?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's
yeah.
You're going to break even probably on that one.
I wouldn't touch that.
I ain't touching that. No. All right, next team, Miami. Who is Tua? What is he going to be? Will he take the next step? They got the defense. He has the talent around him.
Yeah, they brought in
got a new guy, Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle. They added Will Fuller.
Will Fuller, yeah, that's nice. Like that's a nice little pickup. They still have Devontae Parker. They still
who's
have
that,
Gaskin.
Who's
they
that
have
back?
Everything. Gesicki's
there
from Southern.
Mike. Yeah, yeah, Mike. Yeah. Who's that running back? They still got
Gaskin,
Miles Gaskin,
which is a decent guy. Look, he has the tools around him to be at least decent.
I mean, they were
Miami
competitive
a wild
last
card
year.
Team. Yeah, I think Miami could be a wild card team this year. I really do. I think Buffalo and Miami can make the playoffs this year out the AFC East.
Yeah.
And that's my hot take. Well, that's not even really
a hot take.
Honestly, it's really not. But
no, it's not.
It's realistic.
That's realistic. Buffalo and Miami, they're the ones going to the playoffs. That's all for the AFC East. We're going to the AFC West now. Broncos. Well, when we made our notes yesterday, the question was who starts week one, Bridgewater or Locke? But today, breaking news, they have named Teddy the starter for week one for the Broncos. Congrats, Teddy.
I think that was a safe.
Is that the right move for the Broncos?
I think it was a safe move. I think it was a very safe move.
I don't think so. I think it's the wrong move.
What, you throw Drew Lockett out there?
I mean, if you, what are you doing by putting Bridgewater out there? You're not winning the Super Bowl with Teddy Bridgewater. We know that.
I agree.
So what's the point?
So
they invested a second round pick 2 years ago in Locke. They haven't given him a full season yet.
I agree with everything you're saying, but who's more win now? Is it Teddy? Is it Locke?
I mean, win now. We want to go 8-9, and now they're gonna drop confetti in fucking Denver.
the big ESPN analysis are saying, "Hey, start Teddy Bridgewater. You could be a playoff team."
No, they can't.
I don't see it. I personally don't see it.
Me either. I mean, Melvin Gordon's aging. They have the rookie running back is gonna be all right, but Jerry Jeudy drops the ball too much. Cortland Sutton's coming back off of ACL. Noah Fant's hurt all the time. They're hurt everywhere.
They're always hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And their defense, Von Miller's always hurt too.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, can they stay healthy? That's a big question mark. It's going to be an interesting one. Week one, Giants, Broncos, 4:30 game. It's going to be lit.
I mean, I don't even. I think they're like a 6 or 7 win team, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm saying 6 wins too. 7 wins.
I'll give them 8.
If they stay healthy and they can find some type of offensive flow and Von Miller can stay healthy and pressure the quarterback, yeah, I'll give them 7-8 wins. But if not, it's going to be 5 again. Or whatever they won last year. It's going to be the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
I give them. I'm going to say firm on 8. I give them 8.
Okay. Chargers. Can Herbert step up and close games? We've seen a lot of promise from him. We've seen a lot of promise from the Chargers offense and the Chargers team in general last year. But they lost a lot of close ones. Can Herbert keep the poise in the fourth and close out these games? And man, the Chargers could have been like, shit, 11-5 if they didn't fucking blow all the games in the fourth. Mm-hmm. Like, Herbert's like that. I like him a lot. And I like the whole offense this year for fantasy, by the way. I like Eckler. I like Allen. I like Herbert. I like Mike Williams. I like them all.
I like Jared Cook, too.
That's their tight end?
That's who they brought in to replace Henry.
Yeah. Now, real quick, unrelated question. Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, who is the guy you get in fantasy if you want to?
What you do is both of them? You absolutely do not draft anybody that wears a New England Patriots uniform.
I don't draft any.
I mean, that's been a practice I've had for years, except for like maybe Wes Welker when he was in his prime, Moss when he was having big years there.
Yeah,
but like never draft their running backs.
Damien Harris. Now that Sony Michael is gone,
no, that's still a shared backfield. I mean, James White's going to get literally James every White. Reception.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. All right. Back to the Chargers. What do you think their record will be at the end? I think the Chargers can get 11 wins. I think they're a playoff team.
They got their defense is healthy this year, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They get everybody
11.
Back.
They definitely get 11. I got 11.
They went 7-9 last year. Lost in overtime 3 times. They lost by less than a touchdown 4 other times. One score, 4 other times. So, I mean, that's 7 games. They were in every game.
Yeah. They were rocking and rolling. And it was a gun show the whole time because the defense was not healthy. So, I really think. And Anthony Lynn is a piece of garbage of a coach, by the way. So, once they fixed that, I think they're going to be straight. Who's their coach?
Brandon Staley.
Brandon Staley, well, let's see what Brandon Staley does. Where is he from? Do you know? What was he? Brandon Staley.
He most recently was the defensive coordinator for the Rams.
Okay.
That's a number one defense, so.
Yes.
So it's easy to have a number one defense when you're coaching.
When you have that.
When you're Aaron Donald, but.
Jalen Ramsey. Yeah. All right. Okay. I still think the Chargers, Chargers 11-6. Even 12-5.
I was going to say maybe 12 wins.
They could be 12-5. I think so. I like them. I like them a lot. Chiefs.
Go ahead. Was injured last year, too.
Eckler was injured for a good part of the year, and they had to fucking play with Justin Jackson the whole time, and he ain't no Eckler. But once they got him back, that's when they started tearing shit up for real. And, I'd like it.
Yeah, Chargers are going to be fucking tough.
Chargers are going to be nice. They're not going to take the Chiefs out in the AFC West, but, like, yeah, they're going to give them a good run. They're going to be their rivals for a long while. Herbert and Mahomes is going to be a great rivalry for years to come.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think no quarterback in the AFC is fucking with Mahomes at all.
I don't think so either, but I don't think Herbert can sling the rock, bro. Nowhere.
It could
be.
No, not me.
It could. Chiefs, are they the repeat AFC champs?
Yeah.
I think so, too. Healthy O-line. That's the big key for me, is can their O-line stay healthy? That is the reason why they lost the Super Bowl, like I said before. What has Mahomes been working on this offseason? I've read up that he's been working on his pre-snap reads. He said he wants to be Peyton Manning-like, Tom Brady-like before the snap. He wants to know where everything's going to go before it goes there. So if he's on that type of shit, he's on some goat shit for real. And I don't think anybody's going to be able to fuck with him at all. Because he has fuck it talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can wing it and still be an amazing quarterback, but the fact that he's putting the brains into it as well. Oh, shit, man. it could get crazy with Mahomes, honestly.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say about the Chiefs. The Chiefs are Chiefs. The Chiefs are the new Patriots.
Losing Sammy Watkins is an issue. If either Kelce or Hill get banged up at any point, there's literally zero depth at receiver. Other than that, there's not much to poke at there. I mean,
yeah.
You can't even poke at them defensively anymore.
I mean, They don't have a top defense, but at the same time, it's serviceable. It's serviceable, and it gets
They get a stop.
Right. They can get a stop when they need to, eventually. But, yeah. And last team, and certainly least for this division, the Vegas Raiders. They have a whole ass club inside their fucking stadium. And it costs like $50,000 a section.
They don't want to win.
Why do they have a club? Is this the last year of the Carr era?
Yeah. I think this is his make or break to get him out of here if he doesn't perform.
I mean, here's the thing. The guy has performed. They just suck as a team. He's completing like 70% of his passes over the last 3 years. He hasn't turned the ball over more than 10 times in any of those years. The supporting cast just sucks.
Yeah, but who gets blamed for that? Usually the coach and the quarterback.
Well, under the Gruden era, he has made some very questionable high picks. Farrell with pick 4. Josh Jacobs with pick 4 again? I'm pretty sure.
No, he was later in the first round, but still... First round, nonetheless.
We got rid of Khalil Mack. I was just like,
Josh Jacobs was a second first round pick for the Raiders because it was the Bears first round.
That shit was insane.
And what's crazy is that they actually tried to.
They called him and said, "Can we get
him back?"
They tried to get him back.
Can we get a do over?
Guys are off the fucking chain over there in Vegas. Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but that was a bad trade. You should have kept Khalil Mack, but it is what it is. They got Waller.
Mm-hmm.
He's cool. He's cool.
Let's see what Ruggs can do.
I just don't see them, whatchamacallit, though.
Ruggs got to step it up.
I don't see them going to the playoffs.
Ruggs was the wrong pick last year.
Yeah.
That was wrong.
I'm pretty sure they reached for him, too.
Yeah, they did.
It was like I forgot what pick, but.
It was a high pick.
He was 12th overall.
Yeah, that ain't it. That ain't it at all.
With Jerry Jeudy going 15 and CeeDee Lamb going 17. Ruggs was not the best of those three players.
How many wins do we have the Raiders?
4.
Four.
It's kind of tough.
I was saying like 6.
No, they're ass, man.
Nah, they do stink,
I was going to give them
the
6 or 7, bro. What's the over under for it?
Simpsy says they're 4. Absolutely awful. They absolutely suck.
4 is pretty bad, bro. That's like down there with the Jets and them.
Yeah, they're bad. I mean, they have no offensive line, so they're not gonna be able to run the ball. Their weapons on the outside kind of stink, and the defense is suspect too.
Yeah, it's just not a good team.
The line is 7. Hammer the under on that.
Yeah, that's a good under.
7?
That's a good team under. Yeah. 7. 7 for the Raiders under. I love it.
It's not bad.
I love it. All right.
That's more realistic.
Next division, the AFC South. The Texans. It's looking real rough for the Texans.
I don't even know.
They look like
games.
An NFL G League team.
Well, at least they're there to make sure the Raiders aren't the worst team in the league.
What's good, NHL slap? What's good, man?
There's a couple. There's a couple teams in the AFC. That's pretty bad.
Houston might not win a fucking game.
I don't know if they're gonna win a game. And will Watson come back at all in any capacity this season?
No, definitely not for Houston.
They had a
part in this.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I agree. I'm not gonna like go into speculation, but there's something. I would not go back there. I wouldn't play another game there.
Yeah, they tried to get him out of there. So I don't know what happened over there, but
it got real weird.
Yeah, it got real weird.
He wanted out pretty much, and they're they like, nah.
Nah, we gave you all that money.
Nah. We have this folder full of pictures, sir.
Sir, we can do things. And that they did some bullshit for sure. Yeah, but like, hey, we'll see what happens with that whole situation. We'll see what happens with Watson in general, where he goes, and I don't even know what the fuck's gonna happen with the
Watson.
It
don't even matter, bro. They're
and
not
the Texans.
They might not win.
The Texans are a poverty franchise.
Three
indeed. They might. I'm saying like two tops.
I give them three.
Tops. I'm just being hopeful. And I'm saying if they're lucky, they win two games. If the Texans are lucky, what's their over under? I bet you this shit is like four.
I would
and
imagine.
I'll smash the under.
I'm
on
gonna
that.
Bet that it's five. That's
and I'll
my
smash the under on that too. Yeah. Smash it. They had everything that what I mean said. They had everything, and they fucking just
four.
Mm-hmm. Smashing that. Smashing the Texans under four games. Smashing it.
I don't
absolutely smashing it.
I don't see a win on this schedule though.
Yeah, they got a tough schedule.
I mean, Jacksonville is the team that they could beat.
I don't think they beat Jacksonville.
Don't they
but
play
I
the
don't,
Bengals?
I think Jacksonville's better.
Don't they play the Bengals?
No.
Even if they play the Bengals, they're not beating them.
What other shitty teams they got?
Carolina?
They'll lose to Carolina.
The Jets?
They'll lose to the Jets.
Then you have Cleveland, Buffalo, New England,
smoking
Indy,
them.
Arizona, Rams, Dolphins, Titans,
see
Indy,
later.
Seattle, Chargers, Niners,
buddy.
Titans. Yeah, they're
over. They're over. They're over, bud. They better do something against the Jags.
Detroit Lions fans, look out. You have company in the basement.
They definitely got competition for that first pick, the Lions. Lions, Bengals, and Texans. Oh, my.
Those are super hard, dude.
Them niggas stink.
The niggas is horrible.
The niggas ass.
And I'm looking at their depth chart, and there isn't a guy on their whole fucking starting lineup that I would want to play on my team.
You can't name a dude you know on the team.
I mean, I can because I know their whole team because I've been doing nothing but staring at depth charts. But there's no talent. Philip Lindsay is like their best offensive weapon, and he is trash.
that's bad.
Yeah. That Brandon Cooks.
That
means dude
nothing.
Hasn't woke up since
that
the
means
playoff,
nothing.
Since the Super Bowl.
So Brandon Cooks means nothing.
Right. Those are the two notable names across the board, offense and defense. That it's bad.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Yeah, they're done. Jags, also another stinky team. How good will Trevor Lawrence
this whole conference
translate?
Is trash, bro.
The conference is not trash.
conference
this division is,
trash.
Is a little trash. Just these two teams are absolutely garbage. But how good will Trevor Lawrence translate to the NFL? I watched him in the preseason game a couple of days ago. He wasn't doing bad. He was driving. He didn't get many points, but he was driving.
He'll be all right. He's got weapons, at least. It's not like they're not Houston poverty.
Yeah. I mean, Minshew was doing his thing when he was there. Like,
oh, let's not get carried away.
I mean, not doing his thing, but he was getting, he was getting buckets here and there. I think Trevor Lawrence will be fine. It just, let's see what kind of team they can put around him.
I mean, they made a mistake. They go and they take their second first round pick. And take a running back. What are you doing?
I think this is wild in the
comments. Ew. Shout out to noise pollution, yo.
Salute.
You a sick Negro. You a sick Negro.
This is a sick Negro.
Noise pollution. You a sick Negro.
This is a sick Negro.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah, yo, James Robinson, you. Fantasy value. What round do you... What round?
What the fuck, man?
Fucked you up too, like.
Yo, he smoked big weed in the van. What are you talking about? Hell yeah.
All right, back to, you know, back to the Jags.
Yeah,
for they picked Etienne with their second first round pick, a position that they already had a pretty decent back, James Robinson, yeah. And then Etienne gets hurt for the year.
So what round would you take Robinson in this?
Oh, fantasy? He moves way the fuck up now.
I think he's like a
second round.
Second round or third, like very early third tops. Latest you're going to get him.
I had him ranked in the 70s at one before today. We updated today and I got him at 30 something.
This is a sick Negro.
26th.
Oh my God. Yeah. James Robinson. Yeah, I like James Robinson. His stock just went completely through the roof. And not only, he was snapping last year. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know why they got ETN, because, like, why? He was a rookie and just went absolutely crazy. Why get another running back in the first round? Like,
but I mean,
it
this
doesn't make sense.
This is a Urban Meyer coach team, and passing to the running back is a big part of his scheme. And Robinson is not a very good pass catcher. So Etienne was supposed to be
that guy.
Yeah, he was supposed to get all the catches and split wide sometimes.
Nice. Well, how many wins does the Jags get?
4.
5.
I don't know.
Because they're beating Houston twice.
I like
5. Yeah,
definitely. Okay,
twice.
So 5.
I can see them getting maybe even 6 if
yeah, I'm pulling their
up.
Schedule up to.
They got a tough one. I think we versus. I think our division's versus each other.
All right. So next team. Titans. How will the Titans react to the major changes made this offseason? They added Julio Jones. They lost their coach, their offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This team's gonna be good.
Scary good. Scary. It's gonna be scary. Like that offense is scary.
What scares me really though is Derrick Henry. Now that they can't put 8 in the box, and because what are they going to do when they put 8 in the box? AJ Brown and Julio Jones on fly routes. And what the fuck is going to stop them? Nothing. Absolutely nobody can stop that. So you're going to have to.
2,000 yard season.
Very possibly.
2,000 yard season.
Very possibly.
Well, I mean, he had 2,055 yards last year, and they're playing an extra game.
That's what I'm saying.
And people gotta like really remember that we're playing an extra game. So like when people over say like regular stats, you gotta remember that there's one more game added now. So it's gonna be more common for running backs to get 2,000 yards now because there's an extra game.
It's not gonna be common.
Not
but it's
as
possible.
But it's easier.
A lot more possible,
right.
For sure. And it's gonna be a lot easier to break records when niggas go crazy.
Oh yeah,
the record book is about to get broken all over again because there's an extra game. A lot of records are going to be broken.
It's probably like an extra, 30 carries in him.
I mean, he was averaging 24 carries a game last year.
Yeah, it's a good at least 25 extra. Shit.
He ran the ball 378 times. I don't know that's the recipe again because he has. Almost 700 touches in the last 2 years. They should definitely try to limit that because I mean I know he's a big dude. He's gonna, but you get hurt eventually.
That nigga's ox, bro. I don't know.
Tannehill, can he be that guy? I think like I like Tannehill a lot, but like, can he be that guy to get past Mahomes once again? You know what I'm saying? Like. That's the question in the AFC. Can you get past Mahomes? That's the question.
No, they lose to one of the either Bills or Chiefs, but they're a tough out. They're going to win 12, 13 games. Julio makes them a really tough cover because you can't double everybody.
You think?
How many wins did the Titans get this season?
13.
13?
Mm-hmm. They play Houston and Jacksonville twice each. Remember that.
I think they can win 14 games.
14?
Yeah, 14-3. I think they could. They're going to be that good this year.
Yeah, because they win the division.
There's not many teams.
The defense isn't great. They were 28th in yards given up last year, and they didn't make many improvements. But the offense is tough.
You think they use Julio as a decoy this year or no? Are they actually going to give him the ball like he's supposed to?
A.J. Brown's really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They have Julio really low this year in fantasy in like the 40s.
Well, I mean, think about it. Derrick Henry is going to touch the ball close to 400 times. Then you got to split between Brown and Julio for, you know, the passing. They don't have a really solid third receiver, but I'd say Brown gets probably a little bit, probably 20% more of the target share.
So you think he's going to get more fantasy points than Julio?
Oh, Brown is, yeah, Brown's no joke, man. If Brown plays a full season, which he hasn't done really yet as a pro.
Julio really doesn't play.
He doesn't play full season either.
So, I mean, we'll see how healthy the team stays.
What's their depth? What's their depth chart look like?
They have at receiver.
One of them go down, yeah. One of them go down. Who can replace?
Who's the third guy?
Josh Reynolds is their third guy.
Reynolds not bad.
No, he's not bad.
He's not bad. Reynolds ain't bad at all.
It gets iffy after that, though.
Used to play on the Rams?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're inexperienced at tight end after losing Juno Smith. They're going to go with a combination of Jeff Swam and Anthony Firkser. Firkser was good when Smith was out last year, and Swam's more of a blocking guy, but
yeah,
Juno Smith was really good last year.
Colts. Will Wentz and Quentin Nelson be ready for week one? Are they capping when they say
it caught me off guard when I saw the news?
Look at Wentz's history.
Were the Eagles just being too like sensitive with Wentz and his injury problems, and they weren't letting him rock out? Or
you can't rock out if you get hurt that many times.
Say if Wentz and
Wentz
Nelson,
also hated Doug Peterson.
He did. He definitely did not want to do anything like of that nature with Doug Peterson. He didn't want to go out and take the extra step. You know what I'm saying? And put his ass on the line. This situation, maybe he is more inclined to let it all out on the field.
I think just overreacted as the masses when it just came up. Oh, Carson Wentz hurt again. Oh, he's not going to fucking play, of course.
It's made out of glass. There's no denying that. So,
say if Wentz and Nelson are healthy, ready for week one, and play the whole season, where are the Colts?
10-7.
12, maybe 13 wins. They're going to be tough, too.
I was saying like 11, 12, yeah.
I mean, Jonathan Taylor is ready to break out to be a top five back in the league. Down the stretch last year, he was a monster. And with Wentz, I think you see a resurgence from T.Y. Hilton. But if they have to play the backup, it's curtains.
Yeah, I agree. If they have to lose, if they lose Wentz, if they even lose Quentin Nelson, he might as well kiss this shit goodbye. That's for sure.
Exactly.
He might as well kiss this shit goodbye. But if they stay healthy, which I don't know. I'm very on the fence if they're going to stay healthy or not. I don't know. Wentz has shown his history. He knows what he does.
Yes.
He gets hurt. Yeah. Motherfucker gets hurt.
Their defense is very good.
Yeah, they do have a great defense.
Is it good enough if Wentz gets hurt? Can they hold it down?
I mean, that's a question. Jacob Eason is untested in the NFL. He's got probably the biggest arm in the league, and that's saying a lot because Mahomes got a big arm. But, I mean, the defense is a top 10 defense. Maybe.
It's all on Wentz and Nelson not to get hurt.
It's very up in the air for the Colts for me. But I think if everything clicks, yeah, they're a great team. And they make the playoffs for sure. And could even get past the first round.
I agree.
Not past the second, but definitely past the first they can get past. AFC North. Steelers. Another wild card team for me. Can Ben stay healthy? Can the defense stay healthy? That's a lot of what the Steelers are as well. Is like, yo, can they stay healthy? Can Ben Roethlisberger, old ass, stay healthy?
Who's their backup? Is Mason still their backup?
Yeah, Mason Randolph.
Mm-hmm. I'll let that nigga get back here.
You know who else they got? Ooh. Corey's favorite quarterback.
Dwayne Haskins, you fucking bum ass nigga.
I smoke wild. Yeah, I mean, they're fucked if Roethlisberger isn't healthy. That's clear. But they have weapons.
To me, I don't think Juju is what everybody made him out to be.
Look, this is how I feel about the Steelers. As long as Ben is healthy, they can get points. Period. The way Tomlin and Ben know the system, they know how to get points. Mm-hmm. It's just what they know how to do. But when Ben's hurt, it's over for them niggas. But that defense is fire, though. Mm-hmm. The defense is fire. They're a top three defense. And they're going to keep him in any game regardless if Ben is in or not. But if Ben is in and he's doing well enough, then yeah. I mean, think they can get 10 wins.
Their run game was bad last year. Like, worst in the NFL bad. So the investment in Najee Harris is a huge upgrade over James Conner.
Everybody thought that nigga was like...
Who, James Conner?
Don't remember that?
I hate him.
You don't remember when Le'Veon Bell was doing all that dumb shit and then James
Conner? Yeah, well, Conner came in and had a couple of fancy games and then...
Everybody was like,
they were on his dick heavy.
He was getting jerseys. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is insane, bro.
I like all three of their receivers. Deontay Johnson especially.
For fantasy, right?
Well, I mean, I'd back off on Claypool because he's going too high because his touchdown ratio last year. That's going to come back to earth. But Deontay Johnson is a Ben Roethlisberger favorite. And he looks to him about 10 to 12 times every time they're both on the field for a full game. So,
yeah.
Johnson's the one I like for fantasy. And Najee Harris is...
Najee Harris is going to be great.
Yeah.
He's going to be great. And he's been showing out this preseason as well. Steelers, 9-10 wins if healthy.
I think 11-12 if they're healthy.
Yeah. That's not a bad take, honestly. If they can stay healthy, that's the key. Got to be healthy. All of them. Everybody on defense, everybody on offense. Got to stay healthy. And we'll see what happens. All right. Bengals. Was Ja'Marr Chase the right choice for the Bengals?
Sure.
No.
What were they supposed to get, a lineman?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they had Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins, who are both suitable starters at wide receiver in the NFL. Like, if you have somebody that's above,
I think,
like, league average, why are you drafting that position?
I think they were trying to get somebody to connect with Burrow, though. That's what I think.
They played in college together. I think Burrow's young dumb ass has some influence on this pick. And he begged the coaches, please, I want Ja'Marr Chase, please, please. I'd have said, go fuck yourself, all right? We're getting Sewell. And you'll be able to actually play a whole season if he's your tackle. But sure enough, they have the worst fucking line in the NFL, hands down. Hands down. And it's gonna get bad for the Bengals.
Worse than the Lions?
Yeah, this offensive line is pretty bad.
It's so bad. I couldn't name you one person on it. Not one. But Sewell, they could have got Sewell, and they got fucking Ja'Marr Chase. By the way, Ja'Marr Chase is having a pretty bad training camp.
Yeah, he's dropping the ball over the place.
Balls left and right.
He got some personal problems.
Yeah, he's in a little bit of trouble off the field, too.
Oh, and there's some rumors going around that he put his hands on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, his baby mom, I think, actually. Yeah. Not his wife. And she put it on her Instagram story that he hit her, and she's pregnant. And she's pregnant.
And she made him look like a clown for only having a gaming chair and a fucking tray as his furniture in his living room.
It's tough.
He said the Giants line is worse. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Shut up, man. Shut up. You're mad your team stinks, all right? We're talking about the Bengals, not the Giants. This is the AFC, sir. All right? Damn, man. Yo, James, put a poll up real quick. Who wins the AFC, Chiefs or Bills? Yeah, make sure y'all vote in that. But, yeah, look at everybody in the chat. They're all Lions, Bengals. Shitty fans, man. And they're just so upset that the Giants are better than them this year. And I understand. I get it. I get it, Eric. Y'all going to have terrible fucking season. How many wins did the Bengals get?
Realistically, 4 or 5.
4.
I got up 4 or 5.
I got him at 3. Poor I mean. But yeah, poverty things coming from Cincinnati. Drafting Ja'Marr Chase, which is
they're 5 wins. 5 wins. They got a really light schedule in the first half of the year.
Do they?
They have 5. They have 6 winnable games.
All right, I'll give them 4. I'll give them 4 out of 6. Only because of Taj Boyd.
They play Detroit. They get Jacksonville.
But do the Bengals beat those shitty teams?
They could.
No, but if there's enough of them on the schedule, they get the Raiders, they get the Jets, Denver, Chicago.
Now, real question. Does Burrow last the whole season?
That's a big question.
That's the real question.
No.
And if he doesn't, we're going down to 3 games.
Because I think they can win 6 games if Burrow's healthy all year and they don't let him get killed. But if he's out, it's over.
Who's their backup?
I'm getting to that depth chart right now.
Ugh, I couldn't even imagine.
Brandon Allen.
Who the fuck is Brandon Allen?
Like a Nick Mullins type.
Not good. Not looking good.
He's a 6th round pick from 2016 out of Arkansas.
Ooh, they just don't care. Like, first of all, we're not going to get an offensive line. Our quarterback, rookie quarterback, just tore his whole fucking knee up last year. And we don't have a competent backup quarterback for my shitty line and broken quarterback. Poverty.
He was drafted in 2016 and he didn't sign anywhere or play until 2019. I guess he was like selling cars or some shit. I don't know what the fuck this guy's doing.
The Bengals picked him up, huh?
No, Denver picked him up last year and he played 3 games when everybody.
He said they beat the 11-0 Steelers last year.
Ooh.
Say less.
That's one of those moral
Bengals
victories,
are winning,
huh?
12 games. Oh my goodness.
You're a loser for that.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, Ravens. The real question here is always and will be, can Lamar step up in the passing game?
He's a number one. That's the only excuse I have for him.
They drafted Rashad Bateman.
Yeah, I mean, they keep spending number one picks on getting him receivers, and they signed Sammy Watkins.
So you listen. If y'all think that's enough, I don't think that's enough.
They got Watkins, too?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad pickup at all.
I mean, Hollywood Brown was a first-round pick.
Yeah,
Bateman's a first-round pick.
to me, he's not a number one.
He has Mark Andrews. He has Dobbins. Mm-hmm. By the way, I like Dobbins a lot this year.
Yeah, Dobbins is solid. He doesn't get enough catches.
Workload. Mm-hmm. He's going to have the full workload this year, though.
I'm talking
he's
about.
Not, he's not splitting with anybody, one. Right?
Gus Edwards. No, they're just so run heavy that they'll both get enough to be to be useful.
I ain't fucking with Gus Edwards like that, man. I can't hold you. I think he a bomb.
Sheesh. Dobbins only had 18 catches last year, though.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. They don't throw the ball to the running backs, huh?
Nah, they run them.
And you would think they would with Lamar Jackson. In like an option type of thing, like shuttle pass. I don't know, but
it's too far for him to reach.
Yeah, how many wins does the Ravens get? Do they win the AFC North? Like, who is the AFC North winner here? Like, my bad. Let me. We gotta go to the Browns first before I ask that. But can the Ravens?
They'll get 12. What? Regardless of how we feel,
I think they get 12.
I don't.
They got a rough division this year.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the Bengals, look at their two off on the Bengals for sure. But the Steelers and the Browns, that's gonna be. Probably I think they split probably, those. Yeah, I think they split. I think they split those.
I think. I mean, this is like a 9-8 team.
Ravens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what, nigga?
9-8, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you just want reaction.
Wow.
Why are you saying
9-8?
9-8, 10-7. What's their schedule?
I like 10-7. I like 11-5 as well.
You mean 11-6?
11-6. I like 11-6 for the Ravens, honestly, personally.
I think they're going to lose to Pittsburgh and Cleveland twice.
Wow. You think they're going to get swept by, mm-hmm. by them? That's four losses right there.
Then they have Kansas City.
It's five losses.
Green Bay. They play the Rams, Dolphins, Vikings, Colts.
Mm.
There's a lot of playoff teams on this schedule. This is a tough schedule.
Yeah, this is a tough
but
year.
They always they do well with tough schedules. Not like, they don't act like they don't. They always done well with tough schedules.
Look, I think Lamar Jackson is he loves the regular season. He loves to dominate in the regular season. He has what? A lot of fucking stats in the regular season, but when it comes to the playoffs and you have to really like throw the rock, that's where it all goes to shit. But during the regular season, he is nasty. So I got him at 11 wins still, even with all the hard teams that they have to play, honestly.
9-8.
Being tough. I just said no.
He can't throw the ball.
Yeah. I mean, he can't. Until he stretches it down the field, I can't give the Ravens that nod. Even though, like, their defense is crazy. And they keep on adding pieces, keep on adding pieces, keep on adding pieces. Their defense is so fucking loaded, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They just keep on getting player after fucking player.
The defense has always been like that. It's always that offense heavy, iffy.
Mm-hmm.
Third defensive team.
All right. So next team, the Cleveland Browns. Can they take it to the next step?
Yeah. I think this is a year they do.
Mm-hmm.
Odell's back.
Do you have the Browns winning the division this year? AFC North.
Yep.
Yeah. All the pieces are back.
Yeah, so do I, honestly. But
two best backfields, two best running backs in the NFL.
That's like the best back. That might be that's the best.
Crazy.
That's the best backfield since Marcus Allen and Bo Jackson were in the same backfield.
Yeah.
1-2 combination.
Because
Kareem can get the passes off
alone. If both of them were in a situation where they get 80% of the touches, they'd both be top five backs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely got a fire ass backfield.
The only reason definitely. Hunt is a backup is he had
that issue.
Yeah.
Simsy Boolin asks, is it OBJ's comeback year?
Yes.
Nah.
That's a big key for me, honestly, truthfully. For the Browns, if they think they're going to take this next step up, Odell Beckham is going to have to do a lot of it. Step of the step ups.
But he was when he was injured.
He
Before he got injured, don't act like he wasn't going off. He was going off.
That boy needs to start taking slants to the crib on the regular. He needs to go off, bro.
He was going off, though. Before he got hurt, he was going off.
And they were doing well. But
he got hurt.
Right. If they would have had Odell in the playoffs this year, who knows what would have happened? What? They only lost to the Chiefs by what, 5?
Yeah, hold on. Wait a minute. Odell was going off? Yeah. 23 catches for 300 yards in 7 games. That's 3 catches and 35 fucking yards a game.
Like I said,
he's stinky.
Oh, he, I don't think he's stinky. I just think he's stinky, not used right in Cleveland.
He's used right? You have to be on the field to be used.
Sure. But I, like I said, if Cleveland wants to step it up, 2 players going to have to step up. Odell and Jarvis Landry. And guess what? A third guy I'm going to add to the mix too, Baker Mayfield. He's going to have to step it up too. The passing game has to take it to the next level if the Browns think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Give me Baker.
If the Browns get past, if they're getting past the Chiefs, the pass game got to do something.
Baker Mayfield slander.
Baker Mayfield completed 63% of his passes for 3,600 yards, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions last year. Had a quarterback rating of 95.9.
All right.
Get
good.
Your Baker Mayfield hate out of here.
I'm not hating.
He is a game-managing quarterback.
I agree.
In a situation where you have 2 backs that should run for 1,000 yards.
Honestly. And that's what he should be doing. He mm-hmm. should be in a game-management role. I'm not saying that. But when it gets
time... What's wrong with these niggas, bro?
Shout out to Baker being a slut. Speaking of sluts... Sign up for the Big Fantasy Football League. Because that league fucks. Yeah. Don't say Corey just be checked. It was the one, Ed was the one who said Odell was going off. Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, he's talking about Baker.
Oh, he's talking about Baker.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have to step it up.
Now Baker Mayfield.
He's going to have to step it up.
Statistically had that kind of year. And no one had over 800 yards receiving.
Yeah, exactly.
Rashard Higgins had 600. Landry had 800. Beckham, 300. Harrison Bryant. They played like 11 different receivers last year because everybody was hurt. They get some health out there, they might be all right.
Yeah. I mean, how many wins do we got the Browns?
13. I'm 13.
That's the lucky number. I agree.
13 for Odell.
I can say I like the 13 number.
13-4.
Yeah.
Steelers as the wild card.
Maybe. I like Colts wild card. Well, there's 2 wild cards.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers gonna be one of them. Miami's got.
Isn't there 3 wild cards?
3 now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they added.
They added another one this year.
There's always been 2.
I think this one game they added another wild card.
I think, yeah, pretty sure that.
Well, if it's 3,
7 teams make the playoffs on each side. The one seed gets the bye instead of the 1 and 2.
Okay. So 3.
Right. So your division winners are going to make the playoffs. So Kansas City,
Buffalo.
Tennessee, Buffalo, Cleveland,
and Browns,
and then you got Miami, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Indy, and the Chargers as 3 of those 5 make it.
I like the Chargers for sure. I like, honestly, I like the Ravens to make the playoffs. And I like Miami. Did I say Miami already? I don't know if the Steelers make the playoffs. They could.
I think the Ravens miss, Steelers make it.
Yeah.
I got the Chargers in, and I'm going to say Miami because I just don't believe Wentz is going to stay healthy.
Yeah. I like the Colts. I don't know.
I like the Colts too, and I don't like Tua.
I don't like Tua either, but Miami's defense is too crazy. Mm-hmm. It's too crazy. It's too talented. It's too talented. This nigga call you T-Pain. ultimately, who wins the AFC? I'm going with the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
You're going with the Chiefs.
Buffalo.
And you're going with Buffalo. Correct. All right. So, shit, man, that wraps up the AFC. The chat is popping. Niggas is trolling. I love it. There's hella dicks in the chat. That's OD, but, like, it is what it is. If y'all want to boost our algorithm, I'm here for it. I don't give a fuck. Because you know what? I got the big dick pick of the week coming, motherfucker. So follow us, bitch. If you gonna troll, follow a real nigga. Yes, sir.
Who you got winning MVP?
Ooh, MVP for both sides?
There's only one.
Yeah, he's the same. I already told y'all, I think AR.
Back to back?
Back to back, bro. Okay. Back to back, chip on the shoulder.
I just don't know who's going to be the MVP this year.
That's a bold prediction.
What would I say? Just don't know. I think Mahomes.
Like, that.
I think Mahomes. Like, who else is going to outperform
this nigga
him?
A little way who? Too much, bro.
Yo, like, but who's, like you said, who's fucking with him?
I got Kyler Murray winning the MVP.
And honestly, I like Kyler Murray too, but I knew you were going to pick Kyler Murray, so I had to go with Mahomes.
I said AR-12.
And I like AR as well, but I can't pick AR now. So I'm going to have to pick the third guy that would most likely win the MVP.
I mean, we both.
Josh Allen.
We both picked Rodgers last year.
I like Josh Allen too. I like Josh Allen.
I like Josh Allen too. Yeah.
Josh Allen could very well win the MVP this year too. So honestly, fuck that. I like Josh Allen this year to win MVP. Instead of my host, since I love him so much, I like Josh Allen to win MVP.
Defensive player of the year?
Defensive player of the year?
I'll go Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah. Or, Aaron Donald.
I was going to say, did they just name it the Aaron Donald Award soon? Aaron Donald.
I mean, yeah, honestly. I really don't know who wins Defensive Player of the Year, truffully, honestly. I guess Aaron Donald. I don't know.
Offensive Player of the Year?
That usually goes to a skill position guy instead of a quarterback.
Dalvin Cook? If healthy all year?
Travis Kelce. Yeah.
Fuck it, since we being stupid, George Kittle.
I like Travis Kelce. I like Travis Kelce.
To win Offensive Player of the Year?
Mm-hmm. The dude gets buckets, man.
He does.
He gets all the buckets. And, like, he's going to get drafted, like, top 10 this year in fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, unheard of since, like, Gronk. Pat's years.
Yeah, that was the last time a tight end was going in the first round. And that was even iffy. Kelce is such... there's such a huge gap between him and Waller or Kittle.
Yeah, honestly. I think Travis Kelce is the number one tight end in the league, and it's not even close.
Oh, I maintain Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams, that's a good choice as well. He's tough. Who knows, though? It's going to be... Yeah.
Yeah, this shit over, bro. Steve, this is crazy to chat.
Yeah, I love it. I'm here for it. All right. So once again, check us out on mostsportsnetwork.com. Follow us on all of our platforms. If you fucking with us, please follow us and support us, man. You can support us by following us or going on the website, reading one of our articles, or buying one of our apparel items. There's so many different ways to support Most Sports. Just make sure you support it somehow. He wants you to smile, Nick.
Who?
The troll.
I don't smile.
He said, do you sell pimp hats? Yo, I'm good off this whole shit. I'm good off this shit. I'm fucking with Twitch, though. I'm fucking with Twitch. I'm fucking with Twitch. I need more of y'all. More of y'all in the chat. Fozek, I know you have like three burners. I know you got like three burners account, Fozek. It's the same nigga. Yeah, it's the same nigga the whole time. I know you got like three burners. I need all three of those burners to follow us, bro. Come fuck with us, bro. We the best sports chat there'll ever be. And we'll fuck with you back. Pause. But yeah. Once again, Most Sports TV, thank you again. This is the AFC. Appreciate y'all. Fuck with us again next Wednesday at 8:30.